This is a spoiler review for The Dark Tower, starring Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba. Those are only two people I can mention. Everyone else really don't really matter. But those two characters are the main characters of this movie. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, come back later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So the synopsis is as follows. The last gunslinger, Roland, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, has been locked in an eternal battle with Walter, also known as the Man in Black, determined to prevent him from toppling the Dark Tower, which holds the universe together. With the fate of the world at stake, good and evil will collide in the ultimate battle, as only Roland can defend the tower from the Man in Black. So yeah, that's basically the movie. The funny thing is, this movie is a good movie. Unfortunately, the trailers really make this movie horrible. I can explain. Simply put, everything that happens in the trailer, you see through the movie, and that's basically it. There's barely anything else that's added onto it, like a couple scenes here and there, but for the most part, the trailer points out the movie plot point for plot point. Doesn't skip a beat, it just hits you right there. No deleted scenes, everything that's in the trailer is in the movie, so you've seen the movie if you've seen the trailer. That's the sad part about it. The kid that's there, his powers are cool, but ultimately when it comes down to it, the Man in Black, I'm not sure how powerful he is, I'm not sure how powerful the kid is, because the kid has psychic powers, so for that one, it's kind of weird. You can't really tell who has the most power there, because you think the kid has more power, but no, the Man in Black was able to basically bully him around as much as he wanted to. And with the help of both of them, the kid and the gunslinger, they're able to defeat the Man in Black. Which, that scene there, it makes you think, just because the kid's name was Jake, he was able to hold open the portal, defend himself from getting an attack, and help out the gunslinger at the same time. So you're like, is this kid that powerful? If he is, then why can't he take out the Man in Black? It makes you think about this a little bit. But all in all, this movie is an enjoyable time, to be honest. From start to finish, you're there. You're invested in the movie for the most part. Just that if you don't watch the trailers, it'll probably be a better situation for you. I think if you watch the trailers, it definitely hurts you quite a bit. Both characters, the Man in Black and the gunslinger, are decent characters. Just that the trailer itself, and again, this review is going to be mostly be talking about the trailer. The trailer definitely messes up this movie quite a lot. Quite a lot. It's kind of funny I said that. But no, it definitely does mess up this trailer. It's one of those things where it reminds me of Fantastic Four. Not the other ones with Jessica Alba, but the one with Michael B. Jordan. And how those trailers followed a movie plot point for plot point. Never gave up. Actually gave it an all the sequence, the whole sequence. And it reminded me of that. Just that Fantastic Four was a horrible movie, and The Dark Tower was a good movie. It's a decent movie. It's just that the trailers mess it up. You could say that plus a little bit, like 10% for what I'm about to explain now, 90% the trailer. That's the reason why this movie will get a lower score than what it should have got. So the 10% is basically the movie flows, but it flows too well. And there's not much that stops the gunslinger, and even if it does, then Jake's right there to help him out quite easily. It feels like you're in a video game, and the gunslinger has unlimited bullets, and he could do whatever he wants, kind of. So it's that kind of mystical, and it's kind of funny to me. And the one thing that draws back from it also is that mantra they have, it sounds okay. The first part makes sense, but then the other two parts, it started to get a little winky a little bit, and it sounded better in the trailer, to be honest. I'll be honest with you. When they said out loud, I was like, no, it doesn't flow. The first part does, but the other two parts, no, doesn't flow well. Yeah. But all in all, I'm going to go back to my main point. This movie is a good movie. Just that the trailers mess it up. it really does mess it up. And if the trails didn't mess it up, then this would have been like a higher percentage. It would have been like an 80% movie for me. But since the trailer gives away mostly all the movie, it's going to drop at least 15% for me, unfortunately. Because you don't want to waste the money to go to a movie if you've seen it in the trailer. So as I mentioned in my non-spoiler review on the website, you could watch this movie if you really want to see Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey fight. But other than that, you don't really need to see this. If you've seen the trailer, you're fine. Be honest. Yeah. So this is my trailer. This is my review for The Dark Tower. Let me know if you agree with it, don't agree with it, in the comments down below. You can follow me on social media, on mostly Snapchat. You can follow me there, Dwight Antsy. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. That's it. That's my review.